Everyone in the hog industry knew things were changing, but the speed and depth of the transformation caught even the experts by surprise. When prices began falling in late 1997, most industry analysts predicted live hog prices would bottom out around 28 cents a pound. But instead, the market collapsed to near giveaway prices. The bottom turned out to be 8 cents a pound, and producers like Joe Malacek added up the damage.
Our operation has lost $1,300,000. In the last 2 years.
Malacek farms near Redwood Falls and says he's lost money on nearly every hog he's sold since 1997, and he doesn't expect those losses to end anytime soon.
There isn't a heck of a lot you can do about it, to either try and ride it out or sell. And I've been in the game for 40 years, and I've got two sons that want to take it over. So we're going to try and ride it out.
But that ride has a cost. He's had to borrow money and sell stock to cover the $1 million-plus loss he sustained. And his banker is getting nervous.
They haven't threatened to end credit to me, but they talk about restructuring, and I'm not for that, because that usually, all my term notes, I'd have to pay higher interest today if we'd done that.
While hog producers hope for higher prices, there are big changes taking place in the industry which may prevent a rapid rebound. One of the most important is how meatpacking companies acquire hogs. More and more of these companies have started their own hog farms to furnish animals for their slaughter plants. University of Missouri Columbia professor Glenn Grimes says the number of meatpacker-owned hogs climbed to record numbers this year.
25% of the hogs, or thereabout, will be produced by producers that also are owners, or at least part owners, of a packing plant.
Grimes says those companies include big names in agribusiness like Smithfield, Seaboard, and Cargill. He says another 50% of the nation's hogs are raised under contract. That is, the farmer delivers hogs for an agreed-upon price exclusively to one meatpacker. These contracts have been a lifesaver for many farmers during the collapse, because they guarantee at least a break-even price no matter how low the open market goes. But at the same time, they reduce market competition, which can ratchet prices up significantly. The contracting boom and meatpacker ownership means fewer and fewer hogs are sold through the so-called spot market, which has been the dominant selling method for most of the century. In the spot market, a farmer takes bids from several meatpackers and sells to the one with the best price. So drastic are the changes going on that Grimes expects the spot market to disappear in a few years.
The trend that we have going says that 5 years is about the longest that we can expect. In 94, we had 63% of the hogs on the spot market. In 97, it was 43. For January of 99, that spot market was down to 36%.
It's slipped even more since then. As the spot market disappears, so are some types of hog producers, including what Grimes calls the in and outers.
Those that had lots of flexibility, and if prices were a little bad, why, they would exit hog production, and then when prices got good, they'd come back in. We appear to have, in the changing of the industry, that type of producer has pretty well disappeared.
The impact of these changes became apparent when an oversupply of hogs began driving down prices 2 years ago. With few in and outers left, an important mechanism to reduce hog numbers was lost. That left the burden to reduce production on the new wave hog producers, but for a variety of reasons, they're reluctant to cut back. Meatpackers don't want to decrease production because they've got too much money invested in their hog farms. And most of the rest can't cut back because they have a contractual obligation to pump out hogs no matter what the market says. This leads to continued high production, which dampens price recovery. For the few remaining independent producers, this means selling to a stubbornly underpriced open market, one which will likely soon disappear.
I told my wife when we sold pigs coming home, I said, this used to be a happy day. It isn't anymore.
Southwest Minnesota hog producer Lyle Haraldson.
When you bring a load in and you know that you've got more bills to pay than what it covers, it just really creates a real stress out there.
The prospect that Haraldson won't have an open market to sell to in a few years raises an interesting question. How can he stay in business if he has no place to sell? One option is to sign a contract with a meatpacker.
No, I wouldn't. I'll go to town and work before I do that. just goes against my morals. I don't like to be a slave to somebody else.
That refusal to do business with the corporate scene led Haraldson and a group of like-minded hog producers to a first-in-the-nation alternative. They planned to build a farmer-owned meatpacking plant to process their hogs. They hope to have it open by next May. Each of the 70 or so farmers who've invested in the plant have agreed to deliver a certain number of hogs annually for slaughter, the average being about 1,000 head. They'll be paid roughly 4 cents a pound over the open market price for those animals. At the end of each quarter, plant profits will be divided among the members. Most of the meat will be sold in grocery stores under a yet-to-be-announced brand name.
Over 70% of the product will be further processed. So it'll be hams and bacons and the bratwursts and the barbecued pork, and of course also the pork chops and the roasts and stuff like that.
While the plant may provide financial security for its members, what will happen to the other independent farmers, the roughly one-third of all hog producers who refuse to sign a contract? Where will they sell when the spot market disappears? Joe Molichek of the Redwood Falls area says he's not so certain that will happen. He says rapidly developing industrial-scale hog production may contain the seeds of its own downfall.
Raising these small pigs and handling the sows in the nurseries is a very special job. You got to give them tender, loving care, and you got to have people out there that like to work with that. And I don't know if the processors will be able to put that part together.
So far, the answer seems to be yes, given the rapid growth of the very largest hog farms. With corporate operations leading the restructuring of the hog business, many small to mid-sized farmers wonder if there's still a place for them. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.